assure you that every step along the way has been one that's been immediate, pretty well mapped out and consistent with the national approach. There's been an enormous amount of collaboration between the federal government to make sure that our response is comprehensive and consistent with the overarching plan and strategy associated with the prospect of such an outbreak. But we're not ahead of it, as you can see. We're doing everything we possibly can. And I suppose if there's one positive in the relationship between myself and the Deputy Prime Minister, is that there's no harpoons being fired over the operational response from biosecurity. We will contain it eventually, but the big variables will be whether this disease is established in the wild or not. That opinion at some point in the not too distant future will inform much of the future of the industry, and I think everyone in the industry realises that. We've said unequivocally that our aim is to contain and eradicate the disease and to recommission these farms in whatever way we possibly can and to provide whatever assistance we can for those that have the appetite to recommence, and quite a few of the producers do.
You've said just now that you can contain it. Can you eradicate it?
Well, this will come down to the fact of whether it's established in the wild. And we've done an enormous amount, in excess of 50,000 samples in the wild, and a very, very tiny number of positives have come back. There's an enormous amount of scientific analysis of that going on to answer the simple question that I have: is it in the wild established or not? And right now the answer is more likely it's not, but I wouldn't want to be permanently on the record at this point being absolutely definitive.
How concerned are you, Minister, that there could be infected product being sold on supermarket and grocery store shelves as we speak, as we continue to try and respond to the outbreak?
Well, there's a whole lot of issues associated with possible entry points, and most commentators are drawing a direct connection between those. And I know from my own experience as a fisherman up north that people, especially when human consumption prawns sold are cheaper than bait prawns, that people will go and buy those and use them for fishing. So the possibility of a connection between a supermarket and an estuary is direct, and probably driven by price and availability more than anything else. I don't think most fishermen would draw the nexus between something that's fit for human consumption not being fit to be used as a bait prawn. So, I am concerned about it, and the Queensland government, way before my time, was on the record expressing those very serious concerns when this whole issue of green prawn imports was being considered. I welcomed it when Barnaby Joyce put the lockout, I suppose, the freeze on the importation of green prawns. That was good. But the idea that there may be some on the shelves now is possible, but I doubt it. I know that the importation freeze should have seen that possibility off, and if there's still ripple effects in the system, well, I know that that's a matter the Federal Agri Department and Fisheries are looking at.
Bill Byrne, you've said that Barnaby Joyce and yourself are not throwing harpoons at each other. How soon will you come to a deed of arrangement in which the costs of this ongoing response will be shared between yourself and the federal government and the industry?
Well, prior to the outbreak, there was a considerable amount of work going on in the background already. I'm advised as recently as this morning that there's been no formal arrangements between or proposals put from the federal government to the state about these matters.
Well, Barnaby says that's on the table.
Well, maybe it is in his office on the table. It certainly hasn't been presented to Queensland government in a formal way. But I don't want to discourage it or turn it into a political blue. We need these deeds of arrangement. Right now, the Queensland government is potentially exposed to $20 million worth of spend on this response, and that's up to, eradication, not the reconstitution of the industry in some form or other. The deeds of arrangement is the only way to go forward. So I'm supportive of it. I can't wait to see what the substance of the deed of arrangement looks like. I'd imagine it'll be similar to what we have for other industries. And it's something that I would encourage, principally immediately, because of the financial exposure the Queensland government has right at this moment.